On this election night, voters will decide who they want to be mayor of the nation's capital. And it looks like that current mayor Muriel Bowser could be poised to get a third term, which hasn't happened since Marion Barry. WTOP's Mike Murillo is live in Northwest, where the mayor's campaign team hopes to be celebrating a win tonight. Hey, Mike.
All right, got you. All right. Well, I'm at Hook Hall in Northwest D.C., where the Bowser campaign is here, and they're all expecting to win a third term here tonight for Mayor Muriel Bowser. This would be the first mayor to do so since D.C. Mayor for Life Marion Barry. Now, that said, there are three other candidates in this race hoping to take her place, among them comedian and former Viacom executive Rodney Red Grant and independent Republican Stacia Hall as well. Both of those candidates say they'd have a different approach to combating crime in D.C. And Libertarian candidate Dennis Sobin, who in the past has operated escort services and pornographic magazines in the D.C. area. He's also a convicted sex offender. He's in this race, and he says he agreed with Bowser's approach to many things, but as mayor, he would legalize drugs and sex work. So those three people hoping to defeat Mayor Bowser this evening. But again, her campaign pretty confident that she will get that third term this evening. And she's touted a decline in violent crime when talking about the issue of crime and saying that she continues to push on that and also continue her plan to get more police officers in D.C. Reporting live in Northwest, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
All right, Mike, and Mike will be part of our coverage here on WTOP all evening long as we continue to monitor what's going on in Election Day 2022.